Welcome to episode 420 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and George. Recently, Celebrity launched the third ship in its Edge class, the Beyond. This is the largest and most innovative ship yet in this fleet. Outlander agents Donna and Lindsay were fortunate enough to experience this brand new ship during one of her inaugural sailings and are here tonight to share more about all you can experience on this beautiful ship. So let's get started. All right, so let's do first impressions first, just sort of general first impressions. So Donna, why don't you go first?
I really like this ship. It's well laid out. It's easy to get around. Signage is really good. But it also has some little nooks and crannies that you can kind of, you know, get away from a crowd if you want to. It was fun finding those.
Yay. Lindsay, what do you think?
I was really pleasantly surprised. You know, I'm not a fan of bigger ships, and this is the biggest one. This is even a hair bigger than the other two in this class. And so I was very intrepid, but I absolutely loved it. I don't feel like it was a ship. I felt more like it was an art gallery, or maybe like a living art gallery, like a living art experience at sea. It was kind of
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. Yeah. So let's talk about the art. What was living about the art? What brought it to life?
The entertainment. I felt it was very unique art for a cruise ship, Donna. And maybe I'm off on that, but I thought it was very playful and fun.
Liked all the art that were scattered throughout the ship. I mean, you walk through art exhibits, and it wasn't the normal, you know, Park West, you know, art gallery things. They were scattered throughout the ship, and it was just, I mean, it was great to walk through that.
It was a treasure hunt to find them, and I really think that anybody who has even I don't profess to be an art
aficionado.
By any means, but I did really enjoy it. And I like she said, I liked all the little hidden features. It kept the way that they designed this ship was very well laid out. Somebody who does not like the bigger spaces, because it always makes me feel very alone when there's a lot of people in one space and it's very crowded and triggers all of my anxiety points. But this was, there were alcoves and there were little cutaways, and every area was very distinct and very well planned out. And none of the individual areas themselves felt very overwhelming, if that makes sense. I guess it's a
So the big areas were kind of small.
They were adequate, but the way that they were laid out, it made sense, and it continued with the flow. And I never once felt like I was running, which I really thought I was going to feel, because we only had a few days on the ship, and there was quite a bit to do. But I never felt like I was running to get from one end to the other, whereas on some of the other bigger ships, you really do feel like you're in that hallway forever.
How big is this ship? Like, how many passengers are we talking?
I think the max is 39, but they said around 3,200 when it's at double occupancy.
Oh. Well, that's not that big. I mean,
no, but it's still bigger, and it's but it felt like that's like you were moving from one art statement piece to another, and the outdoor gardens and just the little alcoves and areas, and of course the whole retreat area and how they have it set up, like the villas with the I don't know what you thought about that, Donna, but as soon as I shut the door and realized it was set up like you had your own little porch, I could see sitting out there.
Oh yeah, there was one room, there was one suite that basically it had a patio that was bigger than my patio at my house. Yeah. You know, you could have a party out there.
Yeah, and they all kind of lead out in that walkway to the sun deck there, and it very, very well laid out. And
said patio and then lead out to the sun deck. So are they balconies, or are they, I mean, are they private?
So there,
some of the suites have really extended balconies.
Okay, and that's what you mean when you say patio.
I'm talking a patio on the internal side, like you go upstairs in the two bedroom villas. I think that was all the villas area, right?
It was a two-bedroom villa that the patio area probably was 10 by 20.
They're called the Edge Villas, and they have, not only do they have their patio attached to the room, but they have in the back, when you exit from that upper level out onto a common patio that's only shared with the other Edge Villa guests, and it's set up just like a little, like a cute little seaside bungalow. Where you have your little, almost like on the set of Three's Companies, where they'd have the fake awning and you'd have the chairs and the plants and the walkway there. It was, I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it.
Well, you just totally really shared cool. your age as well.
I know. And I just totally aged myself. But I just thought it was so cool and how I could see myself sitting there and having wine and making friends with your villa neighbors mm-hmm. who are next door to you for that whole.
It's like a villa neighborhood. So you can
It's like, what was it, like four or five of them in a row? I can't remember now.
It's called the Retreat. And four. So not only is it, they call it the ship within a ship. And so you have all these, the suites, and then you have like a really nice lounge in the middle that's indoors. And then you've got an outdoor, like almost like tiki bar area kind of thing. And then they've got several patios and sun decks and everything. It's really a great space for suites.
Okay, but the Retreat is a shared area for all suite guests.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about when you say that they have, because it almost sounds like they're sharing a patio, which means they don't have private space, but you're saying they have private space.
No.
And they have shared space.
Yes, they have a private space and then they have shared space. And so when you're exiting on, and I probably should have prefaced this is the exit from the second floor. So you're exiting actually out into the back, like you're going out your back door. If this was a two-house.
A Three's Company apartment.
Yes, yeah. Three's Company apartment. And you're going out your back door, and you're not just walking out, which they could have done. They could have just phoned it in and just had you go out, and then now you're in the Retreat. But how they designed that area, almost like it was a little neighborhood. It's something so simple, but I really like that. Was one of my favorite standout features of that area, because I could totally see myself using that spot. And to socialize and I don't know.
Sure. Well, and so then even if you have a larger family or whatever, you could take up several of those, and then you have this sort of common area together.
Exactly. And so it's kind of like a walkway, like a chute out to the sun deck area. So it's a little more private from the other Retreat guests. So you kind of have that. So if you did have a big party and you were all traveling and you were celebrating something, how cool would it be to get three, you know, a couple of those in a row? And now you've got your outdoor space, but you also have that upstairs patio area leading out to the Retreat. Just an extra common area that's not something you typically see.
So your ship within a ship has a Retreat within a Retreat.
Yeah, kind of. that's a really great way to put it. You ship within a ship. That is probably the only thing that I love about the two bedrooms, though, because they do not have elevators and there are stairs.
Yes. And they're kind of tight and steep. So, yes.
Yeah.
And so is it bedrooms upstairs and living space downstairs?
Yeah. Yes. Living space downstairs and bedroom upstairs. And it's very, very nice. The Retreat Lounge was wonderful. I love that this ship in particular has one of the complaints that everyone's had is I want to be aqua class because I want access to the spa all week, but I also want to be a suite guest because I want all of the suite amenities. And now you can get an aqua suite.
Which seems like common sense. Way to go, celebrity.
Way to go. Bring it in, giving the people what they want.
Yeah.
It was sensory. I almost want to say like a little bit of sensory overload, I think, in the best way. And please stop me, Donna, if you think I'm describing this poorly, because we clearly saw with my 20-minute explanation of a patio. But it, like, the whole ship was designed to kind of, it sounds so cheesy to say, but to trigger your senses. So you've got your visual, kind of a carnival, a kaleidoscope of colors and textiles and patterns and art everywhere you go. And then each component is kind of, each separate area of the ship has its own little feel to it, from the bars and the lounges that you go mm-hmm. into, your own theme. And then you add the taste and the scent. Can we talk about the scent of the ship? Because maybe it was the new ship smell. It smelled.
Well, I had a leaking air conditioner in front of my room, so I got, you know, water.
Freon. I'm sure that there is some aroma therapy choices that were made. I can't believe that there wouldn't be. So,
well, this was one of my favorite spaces. So you actually get towards the back of the ship and you walk. It's almost like walking through you walk through this hallway that is low lighted, and it's got these gold, like giant gold nuggets and everything. And it's mirror. And so everything's kind of reflecting and everything. And it's really beautiful to walk through. And then as soon as you get to the end, you walk out into this beautiful space called Eden. It's very textural. I mean, it's got lots of flowers and plants, and it's very green, and it's like Mother Nature just kind of like threw up all over the place.
That's why they pay us the big bucks, folks. We describe things so beautifully.
Yes. But I mean, it was like being in a garden. It was really just a fantastic space. And this walkthrough was just amazing to get to.
Not just any garden, Eden. I mean, they had the temptation there. That bar, the craft cocktail bar in Eden, is legit. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I drank the entire menu. It is completely legit. Everything is hand mixed. There are no pre-mixed pours. I was extremely impressed with.
And this is at the aft of the ship?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's three separate areas to that, to Eden, where there's the bar and the lounge. And in the daytime, it's kind of like a casual, there might be some entertainment. You might get, I was very lucky in there and got a pre warm up for the singer. She came out and she did her mic check and her test. And so we got a little mini concert before.
When I walked through, it was a acoustic. It was just a girl and a guy with an acoustic guitar. It was very low key. There's a little lunch. There's like a luncheonette that you can kind of grab something there. There's a formal restaurant downstairs. There's the bar area. It's a fantastic space. I was very impressed.
I was picturing this as an outdoor space, but it sounds like maybe it's an indoor space.
It is, but it's all glassed in on one side.
Yeah, it's all glassed in. And then there's three levels. I believe three levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three levels to it, so you can go, and then there's an outside area too, part of this, where there's a giant apple, which I kept saying, you know, you do that where you're like, oh, I gotta go back and I gotta get a picture of that, and then, you know,
time, I got a picture
and then you don't get there.
I was gonna ask, was there a snake? There's an apple, so was there a snake?
I didn't see one, and it definitely wasn't alive.
I bet there is one. You guys just missed it.
We probably did, to be honest. Yeah. We probably did, because there's so much to look at in there. You almost don't know where to look. I mean, from the second you enter, the chairs, like there are stools that are like leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just, it's a completely otherworldly like experience. And then you start adding really good alcohol to it, and it's something else. Although I have to say, I was a little afraid for all of the people coming out of the party at the end of the night that had to make their way through that glass.
Because yes, you could trip over the big gold.
Those have to be pretty sturdy to be as boldly placed as they are. But
and really tall guys had to watch their head.
Watch the heads, yeah. Because they're, but it was nothing like I've ever seen on any other cruise ship, and I love that. The food, the food is. It's celebrity. The food's going to be great.
Okay, so slow down. You're jumping ahead, and I want to. You mentioned entertainment, and mm-hmm. you mentioned the singer and celebrity is sort of known for. We'll go with alternative entertainment. Some, you know, shows that might not necessarily make sense the first time you see them, or you know, are a little bit more artsy. Was that the case on this ship as well?
I really loved the entertainment, although I only did see. I technically saw three shows. I saw The Stage Door and Arte, in the main theater. And then I as soon as I found out the Eden performers were going to have a speakeasy in the club, I had to go.
So the first two you mentioned were two different stage shows.
Yes, right? There were two different in the main stage area, and I was blown away by Stage Door. Was the first one I'd seen. I thought it was extremely well done. I don't know where they're finding these incredibly talented performers and singers. There was, do you remember who the guest star from London was?
I actually did not catch any of the shows. The first night we were tired, and so we didn't catch a show. The second night I was down there waiting at the door to walk in, and then the whole ship just lurched because we were getting ready for a hurricane. I'm like, I'm out. So I went back to the room.
Oh, no.
No, I hate that he missed that. Yes. So I can tell you, Lindsay, they find them through auditions. That's how they find them.
That would take. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
It never occurred to me.
So were they traditional stage shows then? Or like what were they?
They were upscale traditional stage performances. So I would say there was definitely more of a Cirque du Soleil feel, if that's the right way to put on some of the, like, the Diamonds Are Girls' Best Friend. She's hanging from the, comes down from the ceiling, and they're just incredible. Oh, so good. And I was not expecting very much out of this, because I thought, big ship, big, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be on every other ship. But I was very, very, I would have bought a ticket to see those.
The speakeasy performer, it was vocalists or jazz band? Or
so it was singing and dancing, and they basically turned the club, which is a place where I probably should be reverse carded at the door now at this point in my life, where I think the menu is supposed to be the test. Like, if your eyesight is young enough to be able to read the description of the drinks on the menus, then you can be there. And then if it's not...
Well, we did actually go to the club. And the thing we went to the club because we were waiting for dinner, and they had on the bar, they actually just had some little appetizers. They had some pot stickers and some, you know, crudité and things like that. And I had one of the drinks, and but the thing was, it was football. So we were watching football games and baseball games and soccer games.
So could you read the menu?
Yes.
I bet the lights were probably on.
Well, the lights were up because everybody was playing, watching football. Not
so she had no problem. So they printed those menus where the title of the drink was in black ink, and then everything, the description is in gray. And in the, when it's like dark in there, because it's a club, you can't see anyway. So, but it was very much a nightclub the first time I was in there. The second time I went in there, they had pretty much the performers transform this. You are taken into, they use the entertainment to transform the area. So these are the Eden performers. So they're the ones that come out and they do all of the over the top, displays of performance and back in Eden, and, you know, where
aerialists and things.
So this is that crew, and so they came into the club and transformed it into a speakeasy, and they were so good. They were it was a great performance, and had a wonderful time. I would definitely recommend going to see it if they take over any other area on the ship. I think it's kind of special that they do that.
Cool. And was that on the entertainment schedule, or was it a surprise and delight kind of thing?
Well, I didn't see it on the early entertainment schedule, but I went back and looked. I did save my little thing. I think it was on the second one. Yeah. So they had Soul Town at the club the first night, which I missed, and because they were doing Decadence at Eden. And then the second night was the speakeasy.
And it was on there. It was on the entertainment schedule.
The jazz joint. Yep.
Okay. Cool. So Donna, did you catch any entertainment then? Maybe not main stage shows or anything.
But... No, it was just, there were little like performers, like usually, like I said, a little acoustic just a guy with a guitar or something scattered throughout the ship, and they just kind of showed up and popped up in different places. It wasn't actually scheduled. But Jeff actually went to one of the mixology classes because I was occupied doing work and actually seeing all these great cabins. But he went to one of the mixology classes and he was playing with, you know, cocktails and everything. And he actually caught all the specialty dining restaurants were actually reserved for executives and everything. And we couldn't book any reservations, but they did allow at Le Petit Chef, you could actually go during the day and see like the beginning appetizer show, how they make the appetizers and show it on. And as a tease to kind of get you to book a dinner, but we didn't have time to book a dinner. So, and he really enjoyed it. He's like, yes, I definitely want to come back and do that another time.
So maybe describe that, because if people have never seen.
Yeah, well, Le Petit Chef is, so you sit down at the table and it is a projection screen from above your head on the ceiling, and the screen itself is the tablecloth on your plate where you're sitting at your table. And so you have these little cartoons that come up, and they basically prepare your dinner. And they'll prepare, like, they'll be cutting up, you know, mushrooms, or and they'll be cutting up the French fries and actually making the French fries and everything. And then your waiter will bring your plate, and it looks exactly like what the little tiny chefs on your tablecloth just prepared for you. It's really a very interesting concept, and I think Celebrity's the only one that does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when they did that, when they first brought that out on, I think it was The Edge, but yeah, that looks so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it on the Millennium, and the food was excellent. It was, I mean, I really enjoyed everything I tried.
Nice.
Yeah, I think they've retrofitted some of the older ships with it. So.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah.
they didn't have the restaurants open for us to book, but like Donna said, they did something different for the inaugurals where they called it like a taste of Celebrity. And so you could go into different areas and get samples or little appetizers from each of the restaurants. And so I walked around and did that, and I was so impressed with everything I ate. Very good.
One of the restaurants called Voyages, they had a crab salad, just a little plate with a cracker and some crab salad, and it was very, very tasty.
So how many specialty restaurants are on board?
Well, there's Blue, which is for suite guests, and then there's Le Petit Chef, there's Voyages, which is a star chef.
Fine Cut Restaurant, the Steakhouse, the Grand Bistro, that's the Le Petit Chef, Dinner on the Edge, where you can actually have dinner on the magic carpet, and Le Voyage. So there was four.
Did you guys get to try out the magic carpet?
I did. I went to every bar.
Yes. It didn't really move.
It didn't
entire time. It was actually on the 14th deck the entire time we were
really
there. Yeah, they didn't actually move.
They didn't have it going up and down, but I did drink at every single bar. And one of the other things, if you are a bar hound, I will say I was looking for a bad bartender. I couldn't find one. Every single bar has their own menu, which to me is something that's kind of I like versus we all have the same drinks everywhere you go. everything had a specialty cocktail, and I made sure to try the ones that were the ones that the crew were.
Yeah, I do think Celebrity raises the bar on bars. Pun intended. Totally intended that pun.
Actually, I have a very interesting little factoid about the magic carpet. So the magic carpet actually goes all the way down to deck two. And it actually is it is your dock to get onto the tenders when they clear out the furniture and everything. And what's really cool is I noticed this is one or there are two of the lifeboats that actually are their own tenders. They actually right. lower the lifeboats in order to use, and they get used as tenders, so they don't have to rely on somebody else to tender clients.
So most cruise ships do that now, just so you know.
I thought it was new and interesting because I'd never seen it before.
It's very common.
I have another question about the magic carpet. I could probably figure it out by really looking at a picture, but there are no cabins like behind it, right? I mean, when you're going up and down, if you were to go up and down, you're not looking in someone's room.
You are. What?
Yes.
You are? Really?
You are. Oh, yes. Yeah. You want to be sure you're not booking those staterooms. I mean, unless you like to have people, you know, and to be, flying to up be and fair, down. You're not on it when it goes up and down. They you have to get off of the magic carpet and then it goes down. But if those are your cabins, you will see it going up and down. So okay. you won't have somebody looking in at you, except for maybe the crew. I don't think the crew are they on it when it goes up and down?
I don't know. Well, they probably also don't put it next to, you know, they put it up on the 14th deck at night when it starts getting loud.
Right, but it's going to pass, if it's going up or down, it's going to pass your room. So I know when I was on the Apex, it went up and down several times during that inaugural, but nobody's on it when it goes up and down. So it just serves different functions where, you know, depending on where it is, like if it's down on the second deck, that's when it's being the tender port. And I think there's a middle deck where it's still a bar, but also that's where it's the restaurant. And then on the 14th deck, it's a bar. Yeah, but they move you off of it. So, and just for anybody who doesn't know, the magic carpet is this cantilevered bar off the side of the ship. It's kind of an engineering marvel. I mean, you look at the ship and you're like, how is the ship not tipping over? Like it should, any logical physics person would say that ship's going to tip over. So it's really kind of cool. The fact that it can be sitting at the top of the ship, hanging off the side of it and not tip the whole thing over.
Yes.
Yeah. My Fisher Price boats in my tub would have totally tipped over had I.
Of course they did.
Yeah. It is such, and it's a great place to watch the sunset because you get some amazing pictures, and it's such a wonderful, and I think it's a very versatile, again, another versatile space area that I really like seeing cruise lines do this, where they can take an area and transform its purpose. Completely, like they do with Eden and with a lot of these other spots on the ship. The sunset bar, one of the other things that I think there were a couple things I was trying to remember that are different between Beyond and Apex and Edge. The sunset bar is bigger, I believe. It's like, isn't it? Because it's two, the deck.
Yeah,
is,
and by all accounts, it's prettier.
It
was a beautiful bar, and we went up there as we left Miami, or I'm sorry, Fort Lauderdale, and it was crowded, super crowded for the sunset. But if you go up there during the day, it was a very nice space. It was completely open. It was sunny and bright and quiet. It's a great space during the day. It's very noisy at sunset.
So backing up, because we tend to jump around a little bit, we mentioned the specialty dining, but I didn't get a chance to ask about food before Sandy went off on this whole magic carpet thing. So since you couldn't do the specialty dining, you obviously must have eaten in the regular dining room. So what did you think?
I really liked their regular dining. And surprisingly, I'm not a buffet person, but that wasn't a typical buffet.
Mm-mm.
I really even enjoyed that. I liked just being able to go up and grab what I wanted and go sit outside and eat.
Cool. Donna, what did you think of the main dining?
Well, we did two of there's four restaurants on Celebrity, four basically dining rooms, and we did the Italian and the French. The Italian was okay. I wasn't really like super like, oh, this is the best Italian, but the French side, I was so impressed. Everything was so tasty. It was done perfectly. I was very full that night.
So that's the other thing that I think is really cool about Celebrity, is that their main dining areas are themed. So it's a different menu. You're not getting the same menu in every, but that Normandy is the French, Tuscan is mm-hmm. the Italian, and Cyprus was the one I wanted to get into. That's the Greek one. So, and Cosmopolitan's the American. I was supposed to eat at Cosmopolitan and Tuscan, and I ate at Tuscan, and I ended up missing my dinner at Cosmopolitan because I wanted to see all the shows. So, I had, yep. Sacrifices had to be made. So I had a burger on deck, and I'm really glad I did because it was really, really good burger.
Oh, that's yes, good the burgers were good.
And you could get whatever you wanted on it, and they made the bacon. You didn't even have to ask for extra crispy bacon. There was like a spot there for extra crispy bacon, which, if you know me, is the way to my heart. To have.
That's, yeah.
Well, yeah, they actually had two trays. They had crispy bacon and floppy bacon.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about your staterooms. You guys had balcony staterooms?
We did.
I had, well, I'm pretty sure I think we all had, but I had an infinite balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Stateroom, and I'm gonna get, you're probably gonna kick me, this will probably be my last time podcasting and my last thing I have to do with Outlander Travel as I get terminated for saying I did not like my cabin. I loved my cabin. I did not like that the space was wasted on that infinite veranda.
And see, it's so funny, I absolutely
unpopular opinion
it.
Unpopular opinion. But
I love that space.
I actually think it isn't an unpopular opinion. There are other people who feel the same way, but I don't understand it. And I think that's the thing that's so controversial is, to me, like you say, wasted space. But to me, it's like, it's the one time that they haven't wasted space. Like I see it as the total opposite. Like now that space is in my stateroom instead of.
No. Okay. So I think the two camps on this are probably the same people who are like, I want to feel the air versus I don't really need the window open. So there are a couple things that stood out for me. There are two layouts in this infinite veranda. And so one of them has your bed up against by the infinite veranda, which I feel is a little bit better because then you've got the couch and you've got everything else and it feels a little more living area. Me personally, I would have rather had that extra space in the bathroom because I'm not going to sit in a tiny little box that the window only, you know, and it takes you to get the shade up. It's like very loud and slow, right? So you hit the thing and it goes, I took a video, it goes, and then they get the window down on the other side because it's just like the river cruise ships that have the panorama, but the window only goes like this. I don't like that. So that's the other thing. Then you got to get the window down. And by the time you're doing that, whatever you were taking a picture of or whatever your purpose for going out there. And now if you're sitting down, guess what your eye level is? It's that metal.
Yeah, but that's true on a balcony too.
Yeah, that's true on a balcony, but you really are outside, so you can still feel the air. Whereas here, you're sitting out there. Now you're sitting behind that glass. You've got the walls on both sides. It didn't feel to me.
Assuming your window is closed, okay?
Because when
the window's open, you can feel the air.
If this window's open, maybe if it's coming up and going down, but you've got the walls here and you've got that glass wall here, whereas. You're not getting what I'm saying. Like,
right. Well, you're also using visuals, so nobody listening.
Yeah, I was like, you're gesturing so much.
And there's a ceiling above you, which is part of the, because you've got the floor of the other person's balcony above you.
It's like you're not stepping outside.
Yes, it's like you've got a window open, basically, and I can't glorify it any other way. And then when it's closed, that space isn't really doesn't really flow. It didn't in my room, at least. It didn't feel like that space flowed enough with the rest of the room to be usable space. The only thing I could think was maybe I'd put my suitcases out there. And even that you don't want to do because they might lock it off or they got to do stuff to it when they do maintenance. But
so is it not, there's no like table and chair sitting there so you could
there's two chairs and a table.
Yeah. But that was my point, was when you're sitting in that, now you're sitting in there, like I sat down and I'm looking direct eye line with the glass and with the metal thing and I'm not feeling any air and I'm not really, it just didn't feel like I was out on a balcony. So maybe that's part of it for me. I like to, if I have a balcony, I would have rather not had anything and just had that all be the room because like how it's set up where it's divided like that, it's not.
Well, and I will say my bed was not right up against it. So I felt like there was a lot of flow. Like the bed was by the bathroom and then I had all this space all the way to the balcony.
So, and I liked it too. So
and my bed was by my bathroom, I will say, but I think I would have liked it better the other way. I think I would have liked it better with the bed closer to the thing. And then
I liked it. And I love the fact that I could, you know, if it was kind of sticky and it was raining and things like that. So I could go out there and sit out there, and I was in air conditioned heaven, but I could still see the ocean. Yeah. So that was really great. My only tiny complaint was that when you did lower it, it didn't go all the way down.
Yeah.
It actually was still up about almost 6 inches, 8 inches.
It doesn't go all the way down, so it feels like it's still very high. It feels like you're just lowering.
Yes, that was my only thing, but, you know.
I think, had I never been on a river cruise, right, and been ruined by, I can open my entire wall, I think maybe I would be looking at it a little bit differently. So we'll say that's why I said it's probably not a popular opinion, but.
Well, no, they have a lot.
They have traditional balconies too, right?
They're all infinity. No. But you have, if you're in one of the suites, have regular balcony.
But if it's a balcony stateroom, then it's an infinite balcony.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
So it's not. So when you roll you put the window down. Can you like lean on it and stick your head out?
Yes, but it's taller. Because that the top half, yeah. Well, the top half comes down, but it doesn't go down all the way to the railing.
So it's not like okay.
You really can't.
To me, it feels more like if you were throwing open a porthole window and looking out.
But it goes the width of your. It does go the width of your room. Yes. Just to be clear,
the width of your room, but it's still up to me. Maybe because again, I'm short. I'm 5'5", so. I just didn't, it didn't feel like, and then the whole transition of the floor and it was wasted space on me. But let me tell you, them beds on Celebrity, oh, you can't sleep at home. There's no way you cannot sleep in that bed. That was probably one of the most comfortable beds. Even, I would say, even more comfortable than Disney Cruise Line beds. I know.
That's another unpopular opinion, right?
I might get hate email.
No, I think I do. I mean, I think that that's true, though. They put a lot of thought into the mattresses and the bedding and everything on the ship. So, I mean, the balcony thing, I think, is it's a personal opinion. It is. It's like, that's totally legitimate. But whether or not you can sleep on a good mattress is not a personal opinion.
No, that's a sold. I don't care if there was no window in that room. I would. The mattress is worth every penny. And they're little, you know how they all do the cheesy morning show? What's going on today? What don't you want to miss today? It was so well done. I think this is one of my favorite. I've never laughed so hard at a cruise. I don't know. Did you get a chance to watch that on TV?
No, we didn't really turn on the TV much. One thing that was really cool when we actually toured all of the rooms, so they have on their ships a deluxe interior.
Yeah.
So that was a really cool surprise. So most interiors, you basically have a bed and you've got like a small desk and you've got a bunch of cabinets and that's it. The interiors, there's a deluxe interior and it actually has that little couch, and it's, instead of being just a box, it's actually more of a rectangle. And so you've got the bed and everything and all the cabinets and everything, but then you have this extra little space on the other side that you have a small love seat that just gives you, you can still have that cheap interior room, but at the same time punch it up just a little bit and get a little bit extra space so you don't, you know, it's not a closet.
Yeah. And I do want to
say cheap interior room. Let's say less expensive.
Yeah, expensive. I'm sorry.
This is a premium expensive line. There are no cheap rooms on this the ship. So
fix that, George, please.
but I will say, Don, I loved that couch. Because I think it was the same couch we had in our. I loved the couch. I loved the sitting area. I loved everything else about that room. That was my only, and it's not even really just a. It was just wasted on me, is what it was. So, but I did like the rest of the layout. And when you get up into getting to see the difference in between the royal suites and the royal deluxe and the deluxe the iconic. There's a Peloton and it in a like a circle chair that hangs from the ceiling inside the iconic. Was there wasn't
yeah, a pelican. It looks like you're on a perch for a Tweety bird.
Like like one of the birds at the tiki room.
Yeah, it really does.
Those were really neat to see. I was actually surprised that I liked the Royal Suite as much as I do. I think I almost even like that better than the Iconic Suite. I like it better than the villas. But it's a little bit more space, but you have that big private balcony, and that's kind of a nice...
I honestly like the Aqua Suites. That I do. Because the bed was facing the balcony, and you get to look right out.
And you get all the aromatherapy, and you get all the wellness perks with that. And on top of that, you get the spa pass, which we got to talk about the spa before we run out of time, because that spa is incredible. There's an entire, like a hanging garden of those egg chairs that are so super comfortable in there. The one thing I didn't see, they had the salt room, there was a steam room.
It was all the element. It was the elements. And so they had an earth,
a fire room,
an earth room, a water room, an air room. Yes. And so they had the elements rooms. And so they had some very interesting, treatments that you could do. Now Jeff and I did a, couples massage, and I have to tell you, I like it rough. I want them to get in there and get
family those... show, Donna.
Oh no! But get in there and get those knots out of my back and my shoulders and everything. And usually, I go to ships and I'm like, okay, this is what I want. And I get this like, oh, that's so nice. And it's like I don't even fall asleep. This one, I definitely did not fall asleep because she was Helga. I mean, she was, you know, she got in there and got all those spots and got everything loose, and I was sore the next day, which is exactly what I want.
And I got to do my little plug for them too, because I don't know if you had the same experience. I had 100-minute done hot stone. First time on a cruise ship that I've been in a spa where they didn't try and sell me anything.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
I'm still trying to figure out the air room. I'm picturing something from the Secret Life of Pets where they're like blow drying a cat, you know, you walk in, it's like you know, all your hair stands out. Is it they blow you with air? Is that what that room is?
You're actually on a you're almost like on an almost kind of like an air hockey table.
Wow.
So it actually does act, and it blows hot air and everything, and really interesting concepts. And the fire is all infrared. It's an infrared spa, so it they feel like you're gonna sweat.
But there was no the water feature was showers. There were
no, they had a water table too, and were almost on, you know, those things at the mall that you go in,
not where to be confused with waterboarding.
They spray you. It was kind of like that, but it was all from underneath.
It was all from underneath, but I thought you were dry, right? Because
you were dry. You were sitting on this like water pad.
Yeah. And you could pay by like 20-minute session or something like that. You could book that at any time and go back there and do that. But there was no, what I mean, water feature. I mean, we've all been a little bit spoiled recently, myself, by the, by another cruise ship's spa at sea that has a giant water feature. There's no, so if you're going in there expecting like a hydrotherapy pool, there was none of that.
No.
So, but the rest of the spa areas were so innovative and so well done. I would buy a spa pass for a week just to go in there and read in one of those egg chairs that were hanging from the ceiling. And I gotta figure out what they're called, because I keep calling them egg chairs, but that's probably not.
Are they heated?
No, they did. They had heated loungers, and they had a bunch of them. But they had those like the basket chairs that they're just so super comfortable. When you sit in them, you feel like you're getting hugged.
Yeah, I still needed to be heated. It's all right. I'm sure it's very comfortable.
They had this. They had the heated loungers there too. They had a whole long row of them. But yeah, the spa.
Do you guys know off the top of your head what itineraries this ship is doing?
Eastern and Western Caribbean.
Okay. Does it go to Europe next summer? Do you know?
That I don't know. Okay. I've got clients going in right around Christmas.
Okay. You guys had to have had a stop. Where did you stop?
We did not have a stop. We basically went to Nassau and we did donuts and in the ocean.
The side. Okay, yeah. That's somehow they get around it. Like, I think the Bahamas signs off on it. But all right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.